This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm currently sitting in Riyadh al Jannah, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all entry into Jannah in this world and the year after. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today I want to remind myself and everyone of the easy and simple deeds that a person can do whilst he is in Madinatul Munawwarah and also in Makkatul Mukarramah. The first thing is Salah in congregation. Remember, Salah in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is equivalent to 1,000. Subhanallah. Secondly, we should try and plan our activities of the day around the Salah times. So when you get to the Haram, there are boards in front which tells you of the times of Salah: Fajr, Dhuhr, Maghrib, and all the other Salah times. So plan your activities around the Salahs. Number three, once your Fard Salah is completed in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an announcement made: As-salatu ala al-amwati yarhamukum Allah. This is an indication to say that you must stand up to perform Salatul Janaza. Now this is an excellent, excellent opportunity to cash in maximum rewards. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man shahida al-janaza hatta yusalli 'alayha falahu qirat." He who performs salatul janaza, for him is a qirat. Now the Sahaba asked him at the end of the hadith, "What is the meaning of qirat, O Nabi of Allah?" The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A qirat is equivalent to Mount Uhud." Now, do you know what is Mount Uhud? Mount Uhud is 6.8 kilometers long, almost 2 kilometers wide, and at its peak, when you look at the altitude, it's almost 300 plus meters. That's the reward you are getting for performing Salatul Janaza. So, whenever you get a chance after Fard Salah, remain behind and perform Salatul Janaza. This is an excellent opportunity for the ladies to cash in rewards in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sure you perform Salatul Janaza and learn the method before coming for Umrah or for Hajj. The next good deed that you can perform whilst in Medina is to read Tahiyyatul Masjid. That is, whenever you enter the masjid, perform two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid. This is nafal, and you try and do this regularly, inshallah. That's why you would find at the time of Maghrib, after the adhan has been completed, they give you about 5 or 6 minutes to perform Tahiyyatul Masjid, and then your Maghrib Salah starts. The next thing is try to send salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily. And what I mean by this is that if you get an opportunity, then try to come from Babu Salam and perform Turakat Tahiyyatul Masjid, and thereafter present yourself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and present your salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are unable to do this, then the easy way is to do it from outside where the Green Dome is located. If you stand outside at that point, and if you send your durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your salams, your greetings, that will also be conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you say, "As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah," etc. So you can perform, or you can send your salat and salam from outside. And actually, for ladies, this is very, very convenient. Whenever you pass in by, make sure that you stand for a few moments and you present your salams to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, for the ladies, I would suggest that if you find it difficult from inside of the masjid, then come outside by the Green Dome and you present your salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an excellent opportunity. In fact, do this on a daily basis whilst you are in Madinatul Munawwarah. The next good deed and the easy one to do is Riyadhul Jannah. If you get an opportunity, try to come to Riyadhul Jannah. There are specific times for ladies and there are specific times for men. According to the season, the times change. So you need to keep in touch. The best way is if you are able to speak Urdu or if you are able to communicate with the cleaners in the haram, speak to them, ask them nicely, what's the best time, which door, and how do I get into Riyadh al-Jannah. They are very accommodating, they will tell you and they are able to guide you through. So present yourself in Riyadh al-Jannah, and inshallah in Riyadh al-Jannah try to perform salah, make dua, read Quran, etc. The next point is do good deeds. For example, giving charity. Keep half a riyal or 1 riyal in your pocket and try to give charity. As I mentioned, that good deeds in this place are multiplied. So try to give charity regularly in Madinatul Munawwara and also in Makkatul Mukarrama. So give charity, recite Quran, recite dhikr, and help others if you can. The next point is make lots of du'as. And the easiest of all du'as to make is رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah grant us good in this world and good in the year after. That's the best du'a to make, for it encompasses the best of this world and the year after. And the next thing to keep in mind is our behavior and our demeanor in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also in Medina Munawwara. We must try to keep in mind that this is where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. We should not raise our voice, we should not be disrespectful to each other, we should try to be courteous and generous towards each other when we are in these holy lands. The next point that I want to mention and highlight is that have a daily routine. It's totally fine to do a bit of spirituality and also doing some sightseeing and also going to the bazaar. It's fine. But it's totally wrong if we are only touring the bazaars and only going for sightseeing and we are not performing salah, and if salah is being missed and we are not keeping up with our spirituality, that is totally wrong. Drawing the balance is always good. Perform your salah in the masjid, let no salah be missed, do your daily rituals, and thereafter going to the bazaar is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Draw the balance and inshallah you'll be able to benefit from this side and that side. So these are some guidelines that came to mind. I thought that I'd share it with you. One more thing, after Fajr, try and visit the cemetery Jannatul Baqi', which is on the left hand side, just after Babu Salam, towards the left hand side. If you go, you'll find Jannatul Baqi'. Try to go there and visit the cemetery and take lessons from there also. So these are some broad guidelines that we can keep in mind. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.